It took 70 days, 3 hours, and 48 minutes for Jasmine Harrison to row across the Atlantic Ocean. And at 21 years old, she's the youngest woman to complete an ocean crossing alone. Her boat was 23 feet long, weighed about a ton, and included a small cabin and a bunker that she slept in. And on Saturday, she rowed it into English Harbor on the Caribbean island of Antigua, finishing the 3,000-mile journey that began in the Canary Islands off the northwest coast of Africa. Jasmine Harrison joins us now from Antigua. Jasmine, welcome and congratulations.
Hi, thank you.
How does it feel to have just finished this profound 70-day journey across the Atlantic?
It feels insane. It feels unreal and every different emotion you can imagine, from disappointment or sadness that I've actually finished because I actually loved it out there, to just overwhelmingness and everything. I can't describe it properly.
Okay, well, before we get into what the experience was actually like, why did you want to do this in the first place?
I don't know why I wanted to do it. It just was something cool, and I knew that it would be what I wanted to do without knowing why. And my sort of body was like, you've just got to do it. And my mind was, it wouldn't let me move on with my life until I actually entered and then completed.
Hmm. Did you have any experience rowing at all?
No, none at all. Literally, it sounds really daft, but actually finding out about the race and I entered it. And it was only months afterwards, it clicked with me. I went, hang on, rowing boats go backwards. Like, I didn't even think about it like that. That was sort of what kind of built it up and made it even better, was the fact that I would have to teach myself something from scratch, and it was a real project.
Wow, that's amazing. So why don't we talk about what it was like? Explain the experience of rowing across the Atlantic Ocean. How far did you go every day? How did you sleep? How did you navigate?
It depended on the day. Some days I went backwards because the weather was really bad. Other days I went completely like north or south and it was just wrong. The weather was a big factor. I navigated just because I had an app on my phone and then on my iPad when my phone then broke. And it's quite easy to navigate. You literally are heading straight west. And some days I would literally go backwards, but then other days I would be able to get over 60 miles.
Wow. And speaking of the weather, I understand you capsized twice along the way. What happened?
So the first one, I was rowing. It was really rough out. I was managing normally to sort of avoid the big waves and drop the oars and sort of brace myself and, you know. But then this rogue wave just caught me from the side and tipped me straight overboard and self-righted, and I got flung straight back on, landed on deck. And I was like, oh, wow, that happened. And that was fine. Didn't bother me. But then the second one, I was in my cabin, and that was only 2 days before I finished. That was a worse one. I went the full way around, whacked myself off the ceiling. I actually really injured myself as well. I remember smashing my head. So I had a lump on my head. Hurt my back, like my lower back, because I'd landed on something. But I also really damaged my elbow. And so I actually really struggled to row because I couldn't bend my arm past 90 degrees. So that wasn't fun. But at that point, I was kind of glad about the capsize because it made me want to actually then finish. I was ready to finish, ready to say goodbye to that ocean. It was just amazing.
Well, when you say that, I think, yeah. I mean, after 70 days at sea, you must have been eager to get home. You must have been eager to see other people. What was the isolation like out there in the open ocean?
The isolation, whilst you're there, it's sort of what you get used to. You know, you sort of, my brain anyway, it lessens something a lot just to make it more manageable and easier to deal with. But now I'm like, it's starting to dawn on me. I'm like, all right, 70 days is a long time. It really, really is.
No moments of panic for you?
There's plenty of moments of panic, especially being by yourself. And you overthink, or I overthink quite a lot about every different scenario that could happen. Sometimes I get scared, but you just have to set your mind straight again.
Did any animals keep you company?
Oh, yeah. I had loads of animals. I had lots of fish, lots of different kinds of fish as well. So I had some trigger fish. I had lots of dorado. I had pilot fish. I had dolphins, different kinds of dolphins. I had whales. I even had a crab on my boat. I had a squid come on my boat. There's lots of birds as well. Yeah, just amazing. You're out there with nature and there's just so much. And there's so much I didn't see either. whales even. They're so big, but they're the color of the sea. And if they don't rise, you don't see them.
So maybe it's a cliche, but a journey like that makes me think that it could shed some light on what it means to be alive and to be a human being on this planet. Do you think what you just did changed you?
Yeah, I think it really did. It has to have. Like, it really has to have. Nobody can see them amazing views, them amazing sunsets, being so surrounded by wonderful animals and just bodies and bodies of water for so long without it changing you. I think it's when I go back home and then I'm in normality, I guess, a little bit, that then I'll realize how I'm being changed.
No, I think that's absolutely fair. And now, though, in the meantime, you have the title of being the youngest woman to row solo across an ocean. Is that a distinction that matters to you?
Yeah, I have that title. And no, it doesn't. It doesn't matter to me. I wanted to do this just because I thought it was cool and it was something that was calling me and that I just wanted to do. But it doesn't matter your age of whether you want to do something or not, or how big or scary something is. If you're scared of something when you're 30, if you're scared of something when you're 3, it doesn't make any difference. That's you as a person. I just want everybody to feel you can do something if you feel ready for it. Don't rely on somebody else telling you that.
21-year-old Jasmine Harrison just completed a 3,000-mile, 70-day journey rowing by herself across the Atlantic Ocean. What a feat. Congratulations, and thanks for talking to us.
Thank you. No, it was really nice to speak to you.